Now, the other story we deal with today relates to anti-vac. Now, I'm getting a bit sore. RSI replying to emails from these nonsensical people who believe what they Google and not what the GPs tell them. Last week, the Turnbull government wrote to the various states and territories asking them to support a national policy on immunisation. The No Jab, No Play legislation would ban unvaccinated children from childcare. For most people, it's a no-brainer. Mr. Turnbull said parents had the right to know if they were sending their children to a place where others hadn't been immunised. But now there are calls for the federal government to fund a public education program to improve immunisation rates. Let me tell you can spend as much money as you like on some of these people. They are as thick as three planks and they won't change. Now, in relation to this, we've spoken to a number of people. Today we'll talk to the Vice President of the Australian Medical Association, and that's Dr. Tony Bartone. Dr. Bartone has more than 30 years' experience working as a GP in Melbourne, and the doctor's on the line. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning.
Look, we've got another story. This has surfaced yesterday in Sydney about a mother posting on Facebook that she wanted to have a vaccine-free Australia this week, and she'd be taking expressions of interest for vaccine-free childcare. Now, I know spending money on information is one thing, but the volume of emails I get from areas in New South Wales particularly, where it wouldn't matter how much I argue with these people, I can't convince them that, you know, vaccination's the way to go. Is that your experience as well with some pockets of the community?
Look, and you're absolutely right there, right? There is a crust on really hardcore 1 to 2 percenters that you will never change their mind, and we can continue to try and educate them, continue to give them the information, try and present the findings clearly, but they seem to continue to resist. There is another, say, 8% that, you know, can vacillate, and that's the core that we need to work on to continue to press the message that vaccination is safe. It will protect your child, but more importantly, it will protect all the children in the community.
Mm. I mean, for instance, you know, I went and had some root canal therapy done recently. My dentist sat me down for about 15 minutes, explained to me the dangers from, you know, all sorts of things, including the anaesthetic, and, you know, there's a chance one in a million I mightn't, you know, come out of it. And a colonoscopy, I had doctor specialist told me same thing, Ray, there's some inherent dangers here, but, you know, the risk is very low compared to the benefits. And we're talking about, you know, them saying there's a link between vaccinations and autism and cancer, which is proven time and time again. And, of course, there may be a reaction in some, you know, minuscule number of cases, but it doesn't justify the lunacy that we deal with all the time.
And you're absolutely right. Health literacy is an important part of the discussion, and it takes time, it takes effort. But sometimes a little bit of information can be a bad thing if you don't get the full facts. And that's what we're about, presenting the facts, presenting the information, presenting the research, and then to ensure that everyone understands that, yes, there can be reactions, as you rightly point out, but these are usually minor, self-limiting, contained 24 hours, with a bit of Panadol, a bit of time, they're gone. And it's about having that conversation and making sure you understand the benefits far outweigh any short-term risk.
Well, I get this lunacy today from some people saying, oh, the Prime Minister's, he's part of the health rot, you're part of it, you're earning money, no doubt you'll be the next target, you know, you're earning money out of all this. I mean, I just, it's mindless. But then on the back of that, we get the story from Nimbin, which is the centre of, you know, where all these people seem to come from in New South Wales, on the north coast of New South Wales. A seven-year-old girl is in a Brisbane hospital in an induced coma after being diagnosed with tetanus. She was unvaccinated. I mean, and the doctor that's dealing with this, or the parents are beside themselves, for God's sake. I mean, 900 people used to die because of tetanus. Now, I think last year we had 7 cases, not one death.
And this is exactly the point. Things like tetanus, like polio, infections that we didn't see for decades are coming back because, and simply because, of the increasing number of unvaccinated children in the community. With it's such a simple thing to prevent, and so simply contracted if you're not protected, that it defies rationality why you wouldn't immunise the youngest and the most susceptible members of our community, who really would suffer an immense amount of morbidity, and, you know, sometimes even and some, you know, the mortality that comes with these unfortunate preventable episodes.
Now, given you and I agree that there are some who will just not be convinced, is the federal government doing enough in relation to this? I mean, I've said, yes, education's important, but at the end of the day, I mean, they just Google, you know, autism and vaccinations, and Bob's your uncle. It doesn't matter what you say, as a distinguished medical expert, or anyone else might say, based on what you tell me, that these people are going to be convinced. So what's the next step?
We need to be, you know, continue to the all the efforts that are currently being done. Now, the national federal government's laws of no jab, no pay has now been supplemented in some states with the no jab, no play policy, and that's the government's been calling now for a national, you know, a national approach to that, and and that will be a bonus or a plus in this argument. Continuing the information, continuing making sure that the, you know, the consequences, the examples in real life, the consequences when things aren't, you know, don't follow the information, they don't follow the advice, and show the misery and the suffering that the children endure.
Dr. Tony Bartone, we appreciate your time. It's an ongoing battle. Thanks for talking to me.
Good on you. Thanks very much. Bye.
Dr. Tony Bartone, Vice President of the Australian Medical Association.